Not only am I doing something on my mobile phone now that my machine is not working, but in fact, I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing, which is actually producing the work of Rainbow Radio and getting myself to be fit enough to, enter in the world, the cyber world, be meeting all those folks with their tricks and knowledge and sparkling wit and all those things that I haven't got yet to show off. But still, I'm just one of the crowd, if you like, an ordinary Joe, but I'm going to enjoy myself more and more. I know that. And I don't know how many Joes are yet as fit as I am in that direction, because I'm prepared to look from everybody and take whatever they have that, because of my ability to recognizing, turning on, tuning in. I'll learn from everyone. That's what the hippies brought the world, and you didn't see it. We brought you a freedom of expression as it really was meant. Nowhere was the era more free than in the 60s. Of course, by the 70s, Timothy Leary, or was it, was getting arrested and sentenced to 30 years or something for having a spliff in his hand. But that, you see, is the reaction, the violent reaction to what was an era of enlightenment, which brought so much good to the world because it brought hope. It brought the rainbow. The rainbow movement became the movement of hope. And those people, who haven't succumbed to that everything is so dark now that all we can do is talk about the terrible things happening in the world, we do have to remember that the Renaissance will start in ourselves. This is the only path that those who are already on their way can be happy that we will meet one another and know what to do next, instead of keep on bemoaning what has been done to one another. Just remember that, and you will start to see what it is that a rainbow person will start doing. I know I'm sounding as though I'm laying down the law, what is rainbow, but Rainbow Radio is just really all of you in your best incarnations. That is what Rainbow Radio becomes. You're not afraid of anybody because you are living a life truthfully and with others you found who enjoy doing that. And so you're bound to defeat the opposition, which is continuing full of the misery of other people and how they want to change their misery, either by chopping their heads off or alternatively, just torturing them so that life becomes a burden. Do you want that sort of world? Anyway, is this the fifth? I can't even remember.